Greetings again, everyone, and welcome to another audio tutorial for InclusiveAndroid.com. This is Warren Carr, and today I'll be demonstrating how to sideload Google Play services onto your Amazon Fire tablet. The last time that we talked about a tablet, I was showing you how to enable accessibility out of the box, and then we touched slightly on some of the settings of the Amazon Fire tablet. Today, we'll be taking a look at how to put on Google Play services so you'll have both your Amazon App Store as well as the Google Play Store on your service. Let's now go ahead and turn our attention now to the Amazon Fire tablet. And I'm going to be using both my computer as well as the tablet. The reason why I'm using the tablet as well as the computer is to show you where you can download the files needed to extract them and then to either copy them to your SD card and put it into your Amazon tablet or install it directly from your computer onto the tablet. I had first tried to install it from the computer onto my tablet and I ran into problems. So I manually copied the files I needed onto an SD card, put it into the Fire tablet, and was able to install it that way. And that would be the recommended way of doing it as far as I'm concerned. But probably the reason why I was running into that problem was because I was using Windows 10, running Windows 64-bit, or whatever the case may be. So anyway, it may be a different case in your case. But so to avoid any issues, I recommend copying the files onto an SD card and then installing them there from the Fire tablet using a file browser. All right, let's now turn our attention now to the Fire tablet, and I'm going to turn it on, and then we'll go from here.
9:17 a.m., Game of War.
Okay, so I'm now on my tablet, and what you want to do first is to go ahead and install a file browser. I had installed one called File Browser. Now the ES File Explorer is also available on the Amazon Store. So the first thing to do is to go to the App Store, which is the Amazon App Store.
Game of Unlock button. Device unlock.
Okay.
Fire Launcher.
Here's one thing you need to understand. When you turn on your Fire tablet, on the lock screen, you know, you would be shown all kinds of ads. So be aware of that. Ad that was showing was something called Game of War. I'm not into war. Anyway, so let's go ahead now, find our App Store now that I've unlocked the tablet.
Shop Amazon. Books. App Store. Navigation drawer open. Button.
Now that we have the App Store open, you want to find the search, which is near the top right corner of the device.
Warren Carr, search. Tab categories.
So you tap on search, and as soon as you tap on search, your keyboard now pops up at the bottom of the tablet. And in this case, you're going to be searching for File Explorer or ES File Explorer, whichever one you prefer. They're both in the Play Store, both on the Amazon Store. I've seen both of those. I had, however, installed the File Explorer. And so that's what you would do. Search for what you're looking for here and then install it. All right. After installing it, then you go back hitting Home. Now, after you hit home, then you are now back on your home screen. The app you just installed, however, it's going to be toward the bottom of the apps on this home screen. And you would need to scroll up with two fingers from the bottom upward. So I'm going to scroll up and I'm going to find the File Explorer alongside with other apps that I've sideloaded or have installed directly from the Google Play services.
Dropbox. Row 7, Firefox, row 8.
Those are some
two.
Of the apps I installed.
WashPost, File Explorer, row 6.
And that's the File Explorer I installed. Now, it is important now that we download the file that I had posted a while back before I actually got this tablet. Was, you know, a YouTube video that someone had posted on YouTube on how to install the Google Play services onto the Fire tablet. Now, I had posted that URL, and I'm going to be posting that both on Inclusive Android as well as on Ice Free List. So now we turn our attention now to our computer. I've already downloaded those.
PC cursor.
All right, I'm going to slow down this a little bit just in case it's a little bit too fast for some
slower.
People out there.
Slower.
Okay.
Slower.
Okay, so what we do is you go and download the archive, the zipped file that is provided. I'll be providing that URL. And you go to the extracted archive, and I'm going to take you there now.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet. Local disk D. Items view multi-select list box. Not Windows. Win Raffles. Items view multi-select.
Okay.
Amazon Fire 5th Gen install Play Store. 10/10/2015/6:42 p.m. File folder. 1-1.
That's what you'll get. That's the folder you'll get after extracting the zip archive. So, we're going to go in here. There are in total 10 files in all in this archive. But you would need only 4 of those 10. Let's open that folder now.
Amazon Fire 5th Gen install Play Store. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected. 1 install Play Store. Batch 10/10/2015/6:42 p.m. Windows batch file 2KB. 1 of 10.
So the first thing we encounter is a batch file, which is an installer file. Running this batch file will automatically install the Google Play services to your Fire tablet when you've connected your Fire tablet to your computer. Now, if you prefer this method, first thing you want to do, of course, is to go into your Amazon device settings and enable the developer mode and go in there and also make sure the USB debugging is enabled. So this is how you'll go about that. Let's go into the settings and enable that developer option. So bring down my
quick
notification.
Settings. Quick settings.
Okay.
Home. Warn car. 7 new messages.
Let's see here.
Settings. Quick settings. Settings.
All right. So we're in settings now. Of course, there's a settings icon also on the home screen. You can find that as well as an icon, or if it's easier for you like me, just swipe down with your two fingers from the top to open up the notification panel and choose the settings from where launch the settings. All right. So what we're looking for here is an item called device options.
Profiles. Parental controls, security, sound and notification, keyboard and language, system, sync device.
I think I need to scroll back down a little
security.
Bit.
Security, power, apps and games, display, device options.
Device options, and you go ahead and tap on here.
Device options, navigate up, button.
After tapping on the device options, we got these items from the
change
top.
Change your device name, warn car, battery. 86%, date and time, 3 of 10. Find your tablet is off. Allows you to backup and restore. Manage system updates, 6 of 10. Reset to factory defaults. Remove device model, Fire, 5th generate serial number, G0Ks. Developer options, 10 of 10.
Now, I have already enabled my developer option. Now, if you hadn't done this, you wouldn't see this option in here. So what you would want to do...
Device model, Fire, 5th generation, serial number, G0KZ.
You would have to tap on your serial number 7 times to enable that developer option. As you can hear, if I try to tap on that, it will say there's no need. I'm already a developer. So watch.
Serial number, G0, no need. You are already a developer.
There you go. So then you go into the developer.
Developer options, 10 of 10.
Tap
developer
on that.
Options, navigate up.
And you're going to make sure now that the USB debugging is turned on. Let's check what we have.
USB computer connection, 1 of 49. Stay awake is off. Screen will never sleep while charging. 2 of 49.
So you can turn that on or off. You have that option in there.
Enable Bluetooth HCI Snoop log is off. Process stats. Geeky stat debugging. 5 of 49.
Below
5 of 49.
Debugging, this is what we have.
Enable ADB is on. Enable Fire developers to debug over USB. 6 of 49.
That is what you want turned on if you're going to be using the simple installer method. All right. Once that is done, then you exit back onto your home and hook the tablet now onto your computer. We're going to go back to our computer now and find those files I was talking about. So we got the first one we saw was the bat installer. And after you've enabled all the developer options and debugging on, now you want to click on...
One install Play Store.
So the install playstore.bat is what you want to click on. I would say to right-click on it and run it as administrator to be sure you have full privileges when installing this. I did that, but still, mine hanged. And so I don't recommend this, but if it's easier for you to do, then of course you would want to try that. Now, here are the most important files. So let's go through the files. So the first one is the bat installer. Then let's go down. That one is add.exe.
@winoppy.dll.
There's a DLL. That's the third one.
@winoppy.dll.
That's the fourth one.
Android 5.1.118.03.100.11.API9.
Now, for some reason, the person who put this together has two of these same Android vending files. The first one is 5.1, as you heard. Let's listen to that again.
Android vending 5.1.118.03.100.11.API9. App10/2015/642/PM/APK/file9933KB5/10. Android vending 5.1.118.
Okay, now if I arrow down.
Android 5.9.12803912000 min API 9 app.
That's a 5.9, and that's a later version. So that's the one you want, not the 5.1. You want to be as current as possible. Let's go down. I'm just going through the files first.
Google Android GMS 6.6.031615640366-660303-6min API 9 app.
So there's a Google GMS. You want that as well?
Fastboot X.
You don't need the fast boot because that one is part of what the bat installer would have used. Let's go down.
Google Login Service app.
Of course, we need that Google Login Services. The Google Login Services is probably the most important one. Let's go down.
Google Services Framework app.
And the last one is the Google Framework Services. So in total, there are 10. And like I said, we only need 4 out of this 10. So I'm going to hit my home key now, taking me back to the very top, to the very beginning, where we have the bat installer.
One install Play Store, bat.
Okay. So I'm going to go down to the Google vending apps, and I'm going to skip the first one because that's the 5.1. We want to get the one that's the 5.9. So go down till I get to the one that is the 5.9.
@winoppy.dll. Android vending 5.1.118031001min API 9 app.
I'm gonna skip that.
Android vending 5.9.12803912000min API 9.
I'm on the 5.9, and here now we're gonna do selective selection. So I'm gonna hold down my control key, and now I'm gonna hit the spacebar and keep holding down the control key until we've finished selecting all that we want. So I hit spacebar.
Not selected. Android vending 5.9.12803912000min API 9 app.
When I hit my spacebar, it says the 5.9 is unselected. So I'm going to hit the spacebar again to select that, and I'm going to keep the control key held down.
Android vending 5.9.12803912000min API 9 app.
So that is selected. So I'm going to go down arrow.
Not selected. Google Android GMS 6.6.031681564036-660303-6min API 9 app.
We need that, so I'm going to hit the spacebar.
Google Android GMS 6.6.031681564036-660303-6min API 9 app.
I'm still holding down the control key. Now that means we have two files selected. We need two more. Now arrow down.
Not selected. Fastboot X.
I don't need that, so arrow down.
Not selected Google Login Service app.
Here's our Google Login Service. And, of course, we need our Google Login Services, so I'm going to hit the space bar.
Google Login Service app.
All right, one more. And that would be the Google Framework Services or Framework Service.
Not selected Google Services Framework app.
Now hit space bar.
Google Services Framework app.
Okay, now I've selected four files, and those are the files we needed. Now, to confirm that we have indeed selected these four files, I'm going to do the JAWS command of the insert key, shift, and down arrow to confirm the items we've selected. So I'm going to do that right now.
Selection is com, Android, vending 5.9.12803912000, min API 9, app 10.10.2015.642pm, APK file 13,535kb, com, Google, Android, GMS 6.6.0316.15604036-660303-6, min API 9, app 10.10.2015.642pm, APK file 28,326kb, Google login service, app 10.10.2015.642pm, APK file 5,583kb, Google services framework, app 10.10.2015.642pm, APK file 2,305kb.
All right, so JAWS now reads all the names of the files that have been selected, ready for the copying. And so I'm now going to do Control C to copy all these four files to my clipboard.
Copy selection to clipboard.
All right, I can exit out of here, no problem. All there four.
I'm going to folder view list view, not selected computer 124. To move the items, use the arrow keys. To edit the selected item, press F2.
So now I'm back to my desktop, and I'm going to create a new folder here. And since I'm using Windows 10, I'm going to do Control Shift plus the letter N to create a new folder.
Edit new folder, type in text.
And you can give it whatever name you want. You can call it Ducky. You can call it Google Play Services. You can give it your name, whatever you want. So I'm going to call this folder Ducky. All right? D-U-C-K-Y. It's my little duck. Ducky, here we go.
Folder view list view, Ducky 25 of 25. To move the item
now view. That I've created the Ducky folder, I'm going to enter on the Ducky folder.
Ducky, item view list box read only. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
There we go. I'm inside the folder, and we don't have any files in this folder yet. So now I'm going to paste all the folders. Sorry, pasting all the apps that I've copied or the files I've copied onto my clipboard right here.
Paste it from clipboard. Item view multi-select list box. Google login service app. Google services framework app. 10.10.2015.642pm. APK file 2305kb. 1 to 4. Google services framework
app. So I got four files. Did Control V and boom, there's all my files right here in my Ducky folder. I'm going to Alt F4 out of here. All right. Now that I'm out of this, What we need now is to copy the Ducky folder to our clipboard.
Ducky.
All right. Now I'm going to do a copy, Control C.
Copy selection to clipboard.
The next thing you would want to do now is to grab an SD card, put it into your computer, open up the directory of that SD card, and then paste this particular folder you've copied onto the keyboard into that SD card. Do not paste it into a folder. I mean, you can place it into a folder, but that will mean double work for you. So I recommend that you just place it straight onto the SD card instead of placing this folder within another folder. And then, of course, you put that SD card, take it out of your computer and put it into your Fire tablet. And now we're going to switch our attention now back to our Fire tablet. We're done with the computer. I'm putting the computer aside. And now I'm back to my Fire tablet. I'm going to turn the Fire tablet back on.
9:37 a.m. Device unlocked.
All right. I swipe up with two fingers from the bottom to the top. You toward the top and unlock it. Or I could just tap on the unlock. Okay. Now what you need is to find the file browser that you have installed. And in my case, I have the File Explorer.
Dropbox. Home. File Explorer.
All right. We are taken to the main device, the internal storage of the Fire tablet.
Rate ringtones. Notifications, pick movies.
So those are the things on the internal storage of the tablet. Now, we need to switch this to the SD card storage. Now, if you are using ES File Explorer, the method I'm describing here is not going to be applicable to you. It would be a different method. You'll find where it says your SD card near the top, and you'll tap on that. But because I'm using the File Explorer, the method is different. Now, near the top of the device, if you're using this File Explorer that I have installed, there are four buttons going from left.
Button. 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 Button.
They're not labeled. So to the extreme left, you got the first button.
Button.
The second one.
Button.
The third.
Button.
The fourth.
Button. Scard. Total 5.62 gigabytes. Stab tab available 3.56 gigabytes.
Now, if you move your finger to the right, then it says SD card, you know, the total left and what you have left and what you, you know, it's already consumed. But that, however, is the internal storage. Now, what you want to do is go back toward the top left and hit that first button that says button. So, in other words, you'll be tapping on the first button on the top left if you're, of course, using this File Explorer that I have installed. So let's find that button and tap on it.
Button, button.
All right, so I'm going to tap on that. After tapping on that button, here's what we have. We're going to be shown now some drives and files and things like that. So here's what we have. I'm exploring from the top, going downward.
Button. Storage. Four items, vertical bar drive. One of 48.
There are 48 items here, so let's go down.
Config. Zero items, vertical bar D. Two of 48.
There's config. Let's go down.
Account. 81 items, vertical bar drive. Three of 48.
My account. It's a drive and it has 81 items. Let's go down.
D. Delta. 29 items, vertical bar drive. 4 of 48.
So D has 29 items and that's not what we're looking for. This is not where we want to go. Let's go down some more.
M and T. 8 items, vertical bar drive. 5 of 48.
Now what you want is the M and T. And I think that represents like mounted, whatever. So, but this is what you want. You want to tap on the one that says M and T.
Secure. 0 items, vertical bar D. 5 of 8.
Now upon tapping on the M and T drive or item, we are taken to another screen that has drives as well. So we're going to find our SD card here. The rule is that your SD card is usually the last one at the bottom. So if you want to quickly find it, just start from the bottom and find the last item on the bottom of the screen. But I'm going to go from the top so that we get familiar with the things that are in here as well. Let's go down.
Scard. Total 5.62 gigabytes. Stab tab available 3.56 gigabytes.
That's my internal. Let's go down.
CD-ROM. 0 items, vertical bar D, 1 of 8.
CD-ROM.
Shell, 0 items, vertical bar D, 2 of 8.
There's a shell.
OB, 0 items, vertical bar drive, 3 of 8.
OB drive, OB drive.
ASC, 1 items, vertical bar drive, 4 of 8.
Go down.
Secure, 0 items, vertical bar D, 5 of 8.
Go down.
Media underscore RW. 2 items, vertical bar drive, 6 of 8.
Go down.
Scard, 16 items, vertical bar DRW, 7 of 8.
So here we hear SD card with 16 items. It's not the one we want. Let's go down.
Scard 2, 12 items, vertical bar DRW, 8 of 8.
So it says SD card 2, and this is my SD card. If I go down, there's nothing left. So I'm going to tap on that.
Scard. 16 items, card 2, 12 items, vertical bar DRW, 8 of 8.
So you tap on that one that says SD card 2.
Sounds. 2 items vertical bar DRW. 8 of 11. Sounds.
So it says I got
DRW, 8 of 11.
I got 11 items. And in my case, I had copied the folder, the entire folder, instead of the Google Play Services. So I'm going to be looking for something that says Amazon 5th Generation Google Play Services or something of that nature. So I'm going to scroll up and go down and see if I find it.
Others. 0 item sounds. 2 videos. System volume and Amazon Fire 5th Gen Install Play Store. 10 items vertical bar DRW. 11 of 11.
There we go. So I'm going to tap in here.
List.
Now, in your case, now you all, after tapping on this, all you have is the 4 items. And it really doesn't matter the order in which you install these things. You can start with the first one there or start with the one at the bottom, but I think I'll start with the one at the top. So you go down one after the other, but it doesn't matter which one you start with. Now, if I tap on the vending, Android vending 5.9, and of course it's going to say this already installed, but let's go find it anyway just for giggles, shall we?
Fastboot.txt, add.txt. Google Services Framework dot app.
Whoops,
add
where is it?
Fastboot dot tech. Add Win API. DOL. Add Win USB. One install play. Fastboot. Add dot text. Google Services Framework dot app. Google Login Service dot app. Com dot Android dot vending 5.1.11803100.
See, I don't need that.
Com dot Android dot vending 5.9.
There we go.
0391200 9.app.
So if I start with this, tapping on it.
Package installer, Google Play Store.
All right, and it tells me the package installer in this Google Play Store and.
Advertising ID notification.
And this is what it's saying, you know, these are some of the things that it would do.
New tab selected. 1 of 2. Advertising ID notification.
And then near the bottom right, you'll find, just above the home key, you'll find
install button.
Install. If I tap on it.
Package installer.
And it is installing it. It does, I must say that it takes it a little bit time to install apps as it's a little bit a slower processor. So you want to give it a little bit of time. You can touch near the top to hear the status.
Say app installed.
Installing app installed.
Open button.
There's the open, of course, the normal.
What, done button.
And then to the left, you'll hear done.
Done. File explorer.
Now,
list.
If I tap on another one.
com.android.vending5.1.11803 Google Login Service dot app 5.45 megabits vertical bar RW 7 of 10.
If I tap on
package
it.
Package installer. Google. New tab selected. 1 of 2. This update requires no new permissions.
So, it's already installed. Now, it's up to me.
Install.
To install it again, you know, just like I did the other one, just to show you how it works. Now, I'm going to cancel out of it because it's already
cancel
there, but I just
button.
Did that one just
file explorer
for demonstration
list.
Purposes. Now, of course, if mine is able to install because I've already enabled the allowed installation from other sources other than the App Store. Now, if you haven't done that, upon tapping on install, the normal security dialog is going to come up saying, hey, this app has been blocked because of your preferences set in the security. And there would be the settings button that you can tap on and go into that. Of course, it will take you straight to your security settings. And there you want to check the box that says allow the installation of apps from other sources other than from the App Store. And then you can go back and reinstall those things. And now you have Google Play Services installed. So now I'm going to go out of here by hitting home.
Button. Home. Fire launcher. Home.
Now,
search.
When you install apps, like I said, your apps are now toward the bottom. So you need to scroll vertically from bottom to top to reveal those apps. So I'm going to be looking for the Google Play Store.
Google Settings, Row 6. Play Store, Row 6.
There's my Play Store. Three. Now, I'm exploring around the screen. Of course, you can swipe if you want. So
File Explorer,
let's see if
row
I want
to
swipe.
Play Store, Row 6.
There we go. So you just
three.
Tap.
Play Store.
Upon tapping on Play Store, of course, a normal Google dialogue is going to come on because you haven't signed in yet. And so you're either going to choose existing or create a new account. So you choose which one is applicable to you. And therein, log on to the Google Play services. And now you would have the Google Play services like I do right now. I have
new
Google.
Plus updated games, more.
So if I can go up to the top,
movies, search, button, search, edit, search Google
there you
Play.
Go. So Is I'm in Google Play now. So what would I look for? Say I want to look for the Google TalkBack. So I'm going to type in the word TalkBack. Okay.
U T T W A A L L K K B B
TalkBack
A A.
How do I B A C right?
C C M K K.
All right, so I'm gonna find the search button.
Search back button apps more.
All right, so I'm gonna start exploring near the top of the screen.
App ideal accessible app TalkBack Josh the man star rating 4.0.
I wonder what that is.
Free app. Google TalkBack, Google Incorporated, star rating 4.0, installed.
All right, it says it's installed. If it wasn't, of course, we wouldn't hear the word installed. So, of course, then you'll tap on it. All right, so.
Muhammad Badges Bar, uninstall button.
All I have now is uninstall. So let's say I uninstall it.
Do you want to uninstall this app? Okay, button, Play Store.
So I have uninstalled TalkBack. I'm going to go back.
Back button.
And go find TalkBack and click on it again.
App, TalkBack, Josh the man. App, Google TalkBack, Google Incorporated. Star rating, 4.0, free.
Tap on it. And of course, you're in your normal Google Play Store.
Similar, but install button.
There you go. Now, I installed TalkBack, but for some reason, when I go to the accessibility and under services, TalkBack is absent. I installed Shine Plus, however, and when I went to services, Shine Plus was there. So I'm probably not going to install TalkBack since it's not showing up there. Now I'm going to show you how Shine Plus behaves. I'm not a fan of Shine Plus, but it works on this thing as well. So let's go see where Shine Plus is, shall we? I'm going to swipe down with my two fingers from the top, open up the notification bar, and tap on the settings.
Notification shade.
All right. Fine.
Help. Screen is locked. Settings. Quick settings.
All right. I'm going to scroll up. From the bottom to the top and go down and find accessibility.
Help. Accessibility. Accessibility. Navigate.
All right. Now, in accessibility, here's what I've got. I got
vision settings, 1 of 13. Voice view. Manage voice guidance settings. Vision settings.
So under the heading that says vision settings, here's what we got.
Voice view. Manage voice guidance settings, including turning voice view on and off, reading speed and volume, and earcon volume, 2 of 13.
That's the Amazon voice view reader, or whatever you want to call it. Let's go down.
Screen magnifier is on.
Let's go.
Enables the use of gestures to magnify the screen, 3 of 13. Voice view, manage voice, screen magnifier is on. Enables
well,
the
I don't
use
want
of
my
gestures
screen
to
magnifier
magnify
on,
screen.
So turn it off.
Three of the screen magnifier. cancel. The action you are attempting will result in screen magnifier being turned off.
Yeah. So
continue.
That's button. Okay. Continue.
Accessibility.
There we go.
Navigate up.
All right, so let's go.
Font size, normal. Hearing settings, 5 of 13. Closed captioning is off. Show closed captions for videos when available, 6 of 13. Closed captioning preferences, 7 of 13. Convert stereo to mono is off. Mono plays all audio through accessibility help, 9 of 13. Accessibility users guide, 10 of 13. Services, 11 of 13.
So under services now, let's go down.
Braille back on, 12 of Shine Plus off, 13 of 13.
Shine Plus is off. So I'm going to tap on Shine Plus and go turn it on.
Shine Plus, navigate up button.
I'm going to find a switch.
Shine Plus is off. Same
tap there.
Use Shine Plus.
And I'm going to click OK or continue. Whatever the
Shine Plus, cancel. OK, but Shine Plus, navigate up.
All right, now double we're still hearing. Excuse me, the Amazon voice view. I'm going to go back.
Button. Accessibility. Navigate.
And
up.
Now I'm going to go turn off voice view near the top.
Voice view. Manage voice guidance. Voice view.
And I'm going to turn it off.
Voice view. Voice view. Voice view. The action you are attempting will result in voice view being turned off.
Okay, I'm gonna click on continue.
The action continue
okay.
button. Voice view.
All right.
Voice reading speed.
Now I've turned off voice view.
Back image.
And I'm gonna now
accessibility.
This is Shine Plus you are hearing.
Convert stereo to mono is off. Mono closed captioning preference. Closed captioning is off. Show hearing settings. Font size. Screen magnifier.
You can hear the different sounds.
The use of gestures to magnify the screen.
From what do you call it? Shine Plus.
Back image. Settings.
See, now you hear Shine Plus sounds. Hear that? I'm scrolling up and down.
Parental controls.
There we go.
Back image. Settings.
There you
scroll.
Go.
Parental controls.
Now I'm going to go back to, this is just to demonstrate the fact that Shine Plus does work on this tablet. I'm just going to go back to my accessibility now and turn back on voice view and turn off Shine Plus.
Help. Accessibility. Accessibility. Vision total list. Voice view. Voice view.
All right.
Voice view. Total list. Voice view. Voice view ready.
Navigate there you go.
Button.
We hear the sound of voice view saying it's ready.
Punctuation level.
Now I'm going to go back.
Back.
You
image.
Still hear the Shine Plus sounds.
Accessibility.
So now I'm going to go down, find Shine Plus and turn it off.
Braille back. Shine Plus. Shine Plus. 2. Total list 2.
All right.
2. List.
Oops. Where's
Shine Plus. Same. Stop Shine Plus.
Touch okay. Or
stop
continue.
Shine. Okay. Stop Shine. Okay. Button. Shine Plus.
Now
navigate
Shine
up.
Plus is gone home.
Back. Button. Accessibility.
Now
navigate
all
up.
I have now is back to the Amazon voice view.
Overview. Home.
All right, well, that's it, folks. If you have any questions, concerns, or whatever, of course, you know where to find us right there on inclusiveandroid.com or on Amazon. Oh, my. I shouldn't have been taking the day off. But anyway, you'll find us there on inclusiveandroid.com or on icefree.com. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Warren Carr. And we'll be coming your way again shortly. Thank you.